box, one on one with the keeper. It's Juice, he scores! Wonderful counter attack.
Hamilton Brown, quicker delivery this time, but Stevens has hit this even further. Consecutive sixes for Darren Stevens, and that brings up a magnificent 50.
Welcome along to Saturday Sport, the first one of 2013, and we are going to start it in style.
This report comes from our sports reporter, Ben Croucher.
BBC Radio Kent's own Ben Croucher. It's time for the sports news now with Ben. Good morning.
Ben's here with all the details.
Good morning. For 2005, read Bursko. For 2010, read Dover Athletic. For 2013, read Brackley Town. Gillingham have been knocked out of the FA Cup after a 1-0 defeat in their first round replay.
Good morning. We will start in Brisbane, where Australia have finished the first day of the Ashes on 273-8.
Good morning. We'll start with swimming. Bromley's Ellen Gandy appears to have raced her last race for Great Britain as she plans to switch allegiance and compete for her adopted Australia.
To motor racing now, driving at speeds in excess of 200 miles an hour, wheel to wheel, with 30 other cars just inches from concrete walls. It takes a brave man to compete in the American IndyCar Series. It takes a braver man to walk away.
You're listening to BBC Radio Kent. It is Saturday Sport. It is the 3rd of August 2013, and this is what we do best.
Time to send you various ways this afternoon. This is what you can enjoy on BBC Radio Kent. Full commentary online of Worcestershire versus Kent.
Wami comes in, and this is outside the off stump, punched away on the up. Lovely little back foot drive there.
Now this one's edged and gone. Haggett gets his man.
She's into bowl once more. Brunt, short delivery this time, and a brilliant catch. What a take that was by Lydia Greenway. We hear marked her as one of the best fielders in this England team, and indeed international cricket, and she's shown her merit there.
46 without loss then. Sussex Davies into bowl now. Right arm over the wicket, and that's a... Well, that's ugly, but that's a... Boy, is that effective. Catch it in the crowd. The picnic table's getting peppered once more.
Cricket, of course. The final day of the season it is today, Dom, is it not? With Kent taking on Division 2 champions Lancashire, our reporter at Canterbury is, of course, Ben Croucher.
It is a fantastic end to the season. We have got one hell of a game on our hands here at the Spitfire Ground, St Lawrence. Kent, 389-6, chasing 418 to win. Darren Stevens, currently unbeaten, on 181. He's put on 148 for the sixth wicket with Adam Ball, who made a career best 69. He's fallen recently LBW to Tom Smith. It was a ball that just trapped him plumb in front of all three. James Treadwell, the Kent captain, has come to the crease. He's looked in great nick as well. A beautiful cover drive from his first ball to get him off the mark. He's unbeaten on 11. Kent require just 30 to win this game. It would be probably about the fourth highest run chase in their history, and a brilliant way to finish the season. But Treadwell has just been caught edging to first slip. Is there another twist in this game? You could not make it up. Treadwell's gone caught for just 11. Kent now 389-7, needing 29 to win.
Well, BBC Radio Kent's Ben Crouch has been to the Spitfire Ground, St Lawrence, for us this afternoon, and he joins us now from our Chatham studio. Ben, how hard do you think that Treadwell's decision was?
Well, put it this way, Steve. Most cricketers grow up either wanting to play for England or captain your county, or maybe even both. Treadwell has now done both, but it's not quite worked out for him as he would have liked. And as you say, it's been coming ever since I spoke to Treadwell at the end of the season. You already sensed that his mind was made up. Attention and speculation then turned to his replacement, and there was only one standout candidate, really, former captain Rob Key.
Our reporter Ben Croucher has been at the racecourse all morning for BBC Radio Kent. Ben, the doors have opened for the last time. The atmosphere I can sense already. When is the first race this morning?
First race this morning is around about 12:30, and the punters are already flocking in their droves. It's the swan song. Temporarily, at least, for Folkestone Racecourse, and the fans are really coming here in their numbers. The ones that I've spoken to this morning, there's a mix of disappointment and almost inevitability. They've kind of seen this coming for a while now, but they want to make sure that they go out on a high.
Now, you can barely walk down the street these days without the O word forced upon you. This Wednesday represents just 100 days to go until the Olympic Games. Well, I've gone to Dartford, the home of the British Performance Institute, to see how preparations are going ahead of the final major competition for the Summer Spectacular.
When you think of elite sport in Kent, well, you don't really have to spend long thinking. We've got Brands Hatch, Kent Cricket, Gillingham FC, and save the odd powerboat event, half marathon or triathlon. That's about as good as it gets, but all that will change on Saturday when professional boxing comes to Bluewater. Now, Tuesday saw some of Britain's Olympic and Paralympic heroes descend on the Palace, a celebration of a memorable summer of sporting success in the country. And Wednesday, it was the chance to rejoice at one a little closer to home. Kent's ladies, county champions again. I was granted exclusive broadcast access to the event and hopped on the train from Tunbridge Wells to share in their day. Time to get down to business. A privileged opportunity to get into the palace grounds. We were escorted into the south drawing room inside the palace. Plush red carpets, priceless artwork, and 50 or so expectant cricketing folk awaiting His Royal Highness. Now, we weren't allowed to get close enough to record him, but Charlotte Edwards led her team forward to collect their medals and the trophy, with a courtesy to be proud of, it has to be said. The efforts of the other girls, though, less impressive.
We got told about 2 minutes before we went up that we'd probably be preferred if we curtsied. I thought mine was pretty good, but some of the other curtsies I saw from so many of the girls was pretty dreadful, if I'm honest.
We're just like, what? We've never curtsied before. We just shake his hand. And so Charlotte started with a very good curtsy. I went second. I think I pulled off the curtsy quite well, actually. And then it just went all downhill from there.
I was at the back of the queue. I only got told to follow what everyone else did. We kind of felt that it was more of a falling over affair than just a sort of curtsy with a bob of the head.
Oh, Grace, you were nervous about this, but you said you'd practice. So did that practice come did it come in handy?
No, it didn't work. I forgot how to do it. And then I just got told to follow everyone else and no one was doing it right. So I was just, it wasn't good.
Welcome along to New Year's Day Sports here on BBC Radio Kent.
Ben Croucher's watching Bromley and Orion.
And having sent Welling, Margate and Dartford packing already in the FA Cup, Bromley haven't had to travel far for their first round tie, just 16 miles in fact to the Matcham Stadium and the daunting prospect of Leighton Orient, but fee-fi, fo-fum, I smells me a giant to be slain. I'm Ben Croucher, bringing you live updates of Leighton Orient versus Bromley.
Swindon Town versus Gillingham. Ask any fan which game they most want to win all season, and this would probably top their list. Arch rivals from the late 70s, now the modern rival is renewed. Thompson breaking forward. Thompson across the face of goal. Burn scores. Swindon Town take the lead. Catching circle for his toes. Jabber strikes a beautiful goal. Brian Hayes coming forward 25 yards from goal. Turns it in towards the far post and into the back of the net. It's two inside a minute at Prince's Park.
Headed away by Thompson. Got it! No way! Matt Godden with a hat trick, with a half volley. Dartford 4. Three.
Let's go back to Ben Croucher, who's on the pitch at Wembley Stadium with some of the Tunbridge Wells players, and you got with you a man who has scored at Wembley Stadium.
I have, yeah. He's just currently hugging his family, saying many congratulations. Josh, I'll pull you away from the hugs and the kisses. You scored at Wembley.
I can't quite believe it, to be honest, and with my right foot.
No hesitation to say Spennymoor were the better team on the day, but Tunbridge Wells have by no means disgraced themselves. The 4,000 Spennymoor fans away to our right are just cheering loudly. And now Spennymoor Town are crowned FA Bowls Champions 2013. There's a squirrel on the pitch as well. There is genuinely a squirrel on the pitch.
Oh, wow.
The poor thing, but then the referee stopped playing for it as well. The poor little thing must be scared out of his brains. He's run off into the corner flag now. Squirrel stop play at Kingstonian. We're not making this up.
I hope it's got a ticket. I don't know how it got in.
This is Ben Croucher reporting for BBC Radio Kent.